Xcel Energy, Dairyland Power Cooperative, and 9 other utilities celebrated the completion of the CapEx 2020 line at a substation in Hampton, Minnesota yesterday. Starting on the edge of South Dakota, the electric transmission line now stretches across southern Minnesota to the La Crosse area. Ben Porth is Vice President of Power Delivery at Dairyland Power. He says the CapEx 2020 project represents a big change in how Wisconsin receives electricity.
The Mississippi River has been sort of a blocker for us because you don't have that many lines crossing. This line adds a new connection to western Wisconsin.
Porth says the previous transmission network in La Crosse was built in the 1950s and couldn't withstand new demands for wind energy from the Dakotas. The CapEx 2020 project has been controversial in the past, but Porth says he thinks Wisconsinites are getting used to the large power lines. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.